Understanding financial support. Knowing what financial support is available can make a real difference, but the benefit system can often feel complicated and overwhelming. By Peggy Newton, Helpline and Support Services Manager. On the helpline, people often tell us they don't know what financial support may be available to them or how to apply. Our helpline team can talk through these questions and help people understand what support may be available. Here are some of the main forms of financial support. Disability benefits. For people of working age, 16 to 68, personal independence payment, PIP, is the main disability benefit in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. In Scotland, this has been replaced by adult disability payment. These benefits help with the extra costs of living with a long-term health condition or disability. Eligibility is based on how your condition affects daily life, such as personal care, preparing food, and communicating, rather than the diagnosis itself. Support for those over state pension age. For people over state pension age, attendance allowance or pension age disability payment in Scotland may be available. These payments are not means tested and may also lead to other support, such as council tax reductions. Support for carers. Unpaid carers may be eligible for carers allowance or carer support payment in Scotland if they provide at least 35 hours of care each week to someone who receives a qualifying disability benefit, such as PIP or attendance allowance. There are also rules around earnings and other benefits, so it's important to get advice before applying. Help with household costs. There may also be support available to help with everyday living costs. This can include council tax reductions, energy or broadband social tariffs, priority services from utility companies, or other schemes designed to help people on lower incomes or with disabilities. Equipment and home adaptations. As PSP and CBD progress, support may be available for equipment or home adaptations, often through an occupational therapy assessment, and can lead to equipment such as grab rails, walking aids, or specialist seating. Larger adaptations such as stair lifts, ramps, or accessible bathrooms may be funded through grants, such as the Disabled Facilities Grants in England and Wales, and similar grant schemes in Northern Ireland and Scotland. Health and care support at home. Anyone with ongoing health needs can ask for an assessment through their NHS or local health and social care team. Clinical care provided by the NHS is generally free at the point of delivery. Some personal care services arranged through local authorities may be means tested. People with more complex needs may be eligible for NHS Continuing Healthcare in England and Wales, CHC, which can cover the full cost of care or contribute towards care at home.